Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are we rolling?
Yes.
All right, wait, come here real quick. I didn't tell you why she's working so hard today.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, let's go around and tell secrets.
She owes me, that's why. Why? Why do you owe her?
You mean to tell a secret?
Yeah.
I totally had a poster review in my room when I was younger.
Me? Hey!
Hey!
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
That's not why I was working.
I'm sorry to disappoint you with this version, but.
Quick story.
Absolutely.
See,
it's your show.
You were just playing a song. So yeah. My first night in New York, I go out to an after-hours bar called Mary Lou's.
Okay.
And I sit down with this girl.
It wasn't Mary Lou Retton, right?
No.
Was it her bar?
Did you ever meet Mary Lou Retton?
I did meet her.
God.
She was like this big, but she was bombed. Do you remember 84 Olympics, dude?
Buddy, I saw it.
She was on the
Wheaties
box. No.
I saw it fucking. No, I wasn't there, but like I saw. Oh. We watched it live.
No, me, dude, we're the same. Yeah. I know. I was watching with. Because back then, like the Olympics still were. You know, that was it. We tuned in to NBC and we watched the Olympics.
And there were the highlights. There was gymnastics.
They were in Los Angeles.
Highlight.
It was a big deal.
Carl Lewis was there.
Oh,
oh my God. I remember that. We
had just officially moved out here.
Yes.
I was doing Give Me a Break, and Matt and I. It was early 80s.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I remember. Watching that, knowing it was like literally 20 minutes from our house, I couldn't believe it, dude. And US kicked ass. It was so cool.
That was a great. Muhammad Ali went up and did.
You remember that?
Yeah.
It was an amazing Olympics.
I don't think my kids will ever get that.
No, dude.
My kids
won't.
There was a civic pride that we had it as Americans.
Yes.
That was like.
I miss it, dude. I miss it, man. I miss it so much. I talk about it all the time. I think the 80s and 90s were truly the last two decades of that. Of that feeling. I don't know where it's gone. I don't know if we're ever going to get it back, but boy, were they great decades. They really were. I mean, they weren't perfect. Nothing's perfect, but they were fucking great decades.
I was talking to my buddy, Donnell, and I was like, yeah, man, it's like things just aren't the same. And he's like, hey, you sound like a Trump supporter. And I go, what? He's like, you know, they weren't great times for me, Bert. And I went, oh, yeah. I guess there were some troubles, sir. If you were gay, you had AIDS, and you were dying,
and no one cared. Yes,
Reagan overlooked it. But,
nothing was perfect.
Nothing was perfect.
No. But there were things that we've lost. Let's put it that way.
Yes, but also, for kids growing up, we've lost.
Like also, Saturday morning cartoons.
But, Joe,
like, that
how
shit
weird
doesn't
is
exist.
It, but how yeah. weird is it that if you say that, people think that that's where your allegiance lies?
What the hell is good? What the hell is good moments
you know
have
I mean?
To be?
Yeah, things, why is it good moments? You're a Trump fan. What?
Things were great. You're a Trump fan, aren't you? What?
Yeah.
No.
Things were great.
I wish.
A Trump expression? But you were saying you went into Mary Lou's.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get back to the story.
Yeah.
I sidetracked you with the gymnast, Mary Lou Retton.
I went to a bar called Mary Lou's and I sat down. It was my first night. I've been written up in Rolling Stone magazine. It's my first night in New York. I'm gonna be a stand-up. I'm with this hot chick, way hotter than I belong to be with. And we sat down, and this dude next to me goes, oh, shit, you're the party animal guy. I was like, yeah, and he's like, I got to buy you a drink. And I'm looking at this old guy, and I'm like, I'm good, buddy. And he's like, nah, come on. What are you doing here? And I said, I just moved here to start stand-up. He goes, and then the girl goes, it's his first night. And he's like, let me buy you a drink. I go, I'm good. And I look, and the girl is so excited. And I go, what? And she goes, David Lee Roth knows who you are.
Shut.
And I was like,
dude.
It didn't look like David Lee Roth, but it was David Lee Roth.
No way.
Yeah,
I know.
He was.
Crazy.
And then I told David Lee Roth that story. I ended up telling him to his radio show.
God.
And he took over for Stern.
Wow. Dude, that is so cool, man.
Great new episode of Something's Burning. The Lawrence Bros.
Yay!
I think I asked you this on the other show, on the podcast. Is that your authentic last name?
No.
That believe it or not, the authentic last name is Mignona, because we're Italian.
That's
right?
Why I'm making you Medicare.
Yeah.
Medicare.
Great choice. Wow. I was looking at this here. I saw the parm. Yeah. I was like, okay, we got tomato sauce.
The basil. It sounds good to me, man. I can smell it. I can literally smell the garlic, too.
I love it. This is going to be good,
but
man.
But anyway, Lawrence was, I'm the third, right? So I'm Joseph Lawrence Mignona III, named after my grandfather and my father.
Sure. Long
so
lineage.
We got into the business in 81.
Yeah.
The agent looked at my last name because I, you know, and was like, how the fuck are we going to, nobody's going to pronounce this. It's like, no, it's like the meat, the silent G's. He's like, we're not doing it.
Yeah.
We're going to go with this name because it's Lawrence.
It'd be more appealing to Middle America.
Now they would want, they would say, let's use Mignona. It's much more interesting. You know? But back then it was, how do we make it, how do we like just wash it out so it's easy?
If we only used Mignona, we'd be in Scorsese films.
We would. We would. But instead we had a television series together in the early 2000s, late 90s.
NBC.
Do you, would you guys like a cocktail?
Yeah.
So I brought
bingo.
My favorite tequila.
Me too.
My favorite
dude, that's
tequila.
My favorite tequila.
I feel bad that you're the one that's doing all the work.
No, that's the beauty.
Is that the beauty?
It's why this show's good, is I actually listen.
Oh okay. God.
I don't normally listen when I do podcasts.
Gotcha.
Because I'm doing something, I'm forced to listen, so the show's actually better.
Interesting.
Yeah. You have no idea how many notes I get, comments I get, where it's like, bro, shut the fuck up and let them talk. Oh, and I'm always like, yeah, but I'm also famous.
It's my show.
I have something to say. Yeah. I was just adding an anecdote. We don't want to hear anecdotes, Bert.
These are some good drinks.
You know, whenever I hear the name Bert, I was a huge Sesame Street fan growing up, right?
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I know. And my dad did a great impression of both Bert and Ernie, right?
Really?
So to get me to eat when I was a kid.
It's true. I remember
to get me
this.
To eat, He would sit there and I'd be like,
hey, Bert.
And but Ernie would go up, well, like, hey, Bert. Hey, Bert. And I just, that name was ingrained in my childhood.
For real?
Like, yes,
that's true.
The lime? Yeah, this is key lime. Key lime's got a more earthy, you know, key lime pies?
I love key lime pies.
Same hint of lime. So a little bit of earthiness to it.
Look at this, guys.
Stanley's
hey,
restaurant.
Thanks, man.
Cheers. Right.
Cheers. Thank you, man. Salute for the Italian meal, buddy.
Cheers. Thanks so much. Cheers. Joe, you didn't look me in the eye. Oh, or cheers me, man.
Cheers. I don't want to look people directly in the eye, you know what I mean?
All right, so here's how you make it. I'm telling, by the way, this is, I'm mansplaining Italians.
Woohoo!
Yum.
You parboil.
Yes.
So you put it in for like 5 minutes, so it's not
totally
you
want al dente.
Soft. Yeah, yeah, and then you put it in there and you bake it.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Love this. This is great, man.
I was gonna say, we might need another box.
I got another box.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I quit drinking tomorrow.
Let's go, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
It's Sober
let's
Tober.
Send you
no.
Sober Tober comes early this year, baby. What? That makes no sense. Sober Tober in August? What?
No, I'm doing. I woke up this morning. I woke up this morning and I was like, "What the fuck am I doing?" Like, right? I go, I got probably 25 legit good years. If I really fucking focus and start getting a little healthier. And I was like, I'm the fattest I've ever been. Yeah. I go, I gotta stop right now and I have to lose weight. I have to lose, it's not about my drinking. My drinking, if anything, makes me a ton of fucking money. So like, I just gotta keep myself healthy enough to keep drinking and make that money.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of fucking weird.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
I get it, man.
How's that, Stace? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, start pulling them out. I wonder if I can, I wanna keep the water because I wanna make another round.
Dude.
That's smart.
That's very smart.
Yeah. Except they still all have water in them.
Right. You got to like shake it a bit.
Wow. All right.
It's burning.
Explosions. The tequila falls over.
Stacy's got a look of approval.
So I think Stacy's kind of happy.
Stacy, literally, if that was an emoji, that would be like the what the fuck emoji. You know the one where the eye goes up like this one, like that one?
Yeah.
Oh, God. This one and then that one. The old Macaulay Culkin emoji.
Like, I'm really fucking these bottom last ones up. All right.
Nice. This is good, dude.
Perfect.
And then what do we got? One more here?
Genius. Ooh, those noodles look great.
They actually do. Very
those look so good. I would literally eat those right just plain like that.
God damn it.
You having trouble with that last one?
Angry and you get uncomfortable.
God, I hate it.
Okay. I hate fucking cooking.
Yeah.
You know what? What if there was an angry chef and he just got mad? I don't even know if we're gonna need the second box.
No,
but
we
make
probably won't.
I bet, because we'll make one thing. I think that looks like
good.
It'll fill.
One's good.
One's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll parboil them just in case.
Okay.
That was a fucking lot. Give me a little timer taste. Stace.
Tasty. You know your name.
What's the matter?
Sometimes I take the S off it just because I want to. I call it what? Tasty.
Tasty. Anyway, so.
Because this is tasty.
I know, I know, but I'm letting them dry here. That's what the calendar is. Yeah. Do you guys have someone that's been in your life forever?
Your mother.
Stacy has been in my life for so fucking long that boundaries just don't exist.
Yeah, I know. Of course.
Like our mother.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I went up to her earlier to tell her something, and I whispered it in her ear. She's like, "What the fuck?" I was like, I wanted to tell you a secret.
Oh my God.
Again, that's kind of the reaction I get from my mother.
That's what people do when they don't want other people to hear it.
Yeah, that's how you tell a secret.
Yeah.
That's how you tell a fucking secret.
You whisper it. How am I, if I didn't put it in your ear, nobody else would, then they could hear it.
Oh.
Why are you whispering in my fucking ear? What I'm trying to
tell
you.
What are you whispering in my goddamn ear?
I tell you, okay. I ask this question a lot, and I think I'm going to know your answer, but one nationality of food for the rest of your life.
You got it already.
You got it.
Yeah, Italian.
Is it Italian?
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
But that
a
means
close
you
second
can,
for
you
can, me would be Mexican. A close
yeah.
second. Because I love tacos. I love guacamole. I could eat it every day. Like, I don't, I always go, you know what? Fish, shrimp tacos with side of guac and black beans. Oh, it always sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Literally always. Yeah.
But can I tell you, and I don't mean, I do not mean what I'm about to say, because I love Mexican food.
You're about to be me too. No, I'm just kidding.
Mexican food is the same dude in just different t-shirts. So it's like, it's all the same shit.
Let me take another sip.
It's all the same shit. It's all the same shit, but they're like, hey, do you want a taco? Okay, I'm gonna give you a little chicken, cheese, and a hard shell. Oh wait, would you like a quesadilla? All right, I'm gonna give you chicken, cheese, and a do you want a burrito? Well then we're gonna take that to that quesadilla, open it up, and wrap it in a circle.
What about a salad? How about a tostada?
Yeah.
Hey. Quesadilla, lettuce, yeah, you're right.
Wow, okay.
You're actually right. There is no like, I don't really know if there's like Northern Italian, Southern Italian's very different type of food. You can kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, Italian, I'm not saying like.
There's like 12 different versions of Italian food. I don't know, you're right. Maybe a taco. Taco's a taco, but you know, they're good.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Taco's a taco.
Yeah.
You know though, when you eat Italian food in Italy, it doesn't give you the same gluten problems that we have here in America.
Oh, I know.
You can eat pasta and pizza over there all day long and it doesn't mess up your stomach. It's just when you do it here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I ate like a lunatic in Italy and I didn't gain weight.
No, you won't. There's no GMOs.
It's all original grains.
Back to the 80s and 90s. What great
times. Yeah, what a great decade.
What a great time.
Hey, what are you, a Trump fan? The 80s and 90s now belong to the Trump. He's taking everything over.
I just did.
Well, you know why? You know why, right?
Why is that?
Is because that was Ronald Reagan's running campaign. Trump just borrowed it. It was I'm gonna make America great
that's
again.
That's true.
It's the exact same campaign.
That's true. I didn't think
of
that.
So,
did we traffic a bunch of cocaine in the United States in the 80s too? And
of course we did.
That's never stopped.
Isn't it crazy? I was at a. Do you ever have? I'm sure you've had these moments, and I want to hear yours. So I'll tell you mine, and then you tell me the ones you've had. Okay. So the other day, I see the DJ for De La Soul smoking a joint, walking past a couple cops in San Francisco, and it was like cool as shit. And I wanted to say, I knew who he was, but I wasn't gonna, if it wasn't him, his name was Maceo, if it wasn't him, I was gonna go, how crazy is this world that you're openly smoking a blunt walking past two cops? We're at a music festival. And as I go to say something, he goes, "Hey man," and I was like, oh, he's gonna say something to me. And he goes, "Huge fucking fan." And I went,
cool.
Oh my God, that's
awesome. And I was like, shut
the
fuck up.
That's awesome,
I geeked out and I was like, obviously I'm a very big fan as well. And then I was like, and then I wanted to say what I was gonna say, but I started stuttering but it was like,
who's who I was for 3 minutes, pissed my pants. Oh my God, that's a horrible.
Have you ever had someone where you were such a big fan of theirs and then they came up and they're like, dude, such a fan.
Oh man.
I mean, you probably have had that so much.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, not really. I usually get slapped with a restraining order after I go up to people
yeah.
and say,
hey, how you doing? That's good you sneak up on them and try to whisper.
Hello.
And try to whisper in their ear.
I mean, how else am I going to tell her a secret?
No, I've got actually the opposite story.
Wait,
I've got the exact opposite for that story. I was at some kind of, it was one of the award shows. I've never really been to, I think it was the SAG-AFTRA Awards. And I was like 16 or 17. I was very awkward and very uncomfortable. And I guess I wore a suit with a vest, and everybody there thought I was working the event, kept asking me where the bathroom is, if I could get them drinks.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I was like, well, I guess I'm really a part of this community.
It's me. No, I don't do that here. I'm not working here. I've done. You ever ask somebody if they, excuse me, what aisle is he? And they're like, I don't work here. I'm like, I'm sorry, I had a red shirt on, just like everybody else in here. How am I supposed to
Some people get really offended when you do that to them.
They do.
Yeah, but it is also fun to wear like a fucking red vest at Target.
Yeah, but it's been done to me. I mean, people have done that. You know, yeah. I was trying to look for a certain thing on a market shelf once, you know, and I'm looking, and I guess I look like I was sort of stacking.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was looking, you know, for like the newest date, because I always try to find the ones, because the last thing that bothers me when you come home, you're like, this expires tomorrow. There should have been one that was, anyway, and I get asked that several times.
Oh, I used to get asked that when I worked at Barnes & Noble. I go, yeah, I don't work here. And they'd be like, I saw the name tag. And I
thought the vest and the name tag sort of gave you away.
I hated wearing a name tag.
Oh, man.
There's empathy. I have empathy for anyone who's had to wear a name tag at a job because that, once that privacy wall has been broken where they know your name.
I know.
And they own a part of you. They own a part of you.
I know.
Fuck.
They could go, Hebert. Hebert.
Well, that is the first thing they do.
No, boy.
Oh, oh, God. Do you think, what do you think, people treat me like a human?
Oh, my God.
They go,
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bert. Where's Ernie? Where's Ernie? Is he? Hey, are you doing the pigeon?
Oh, my God, the pigeon dance.
When I worked.
This one.
And then
Bert would come in and go, Ernie. Ernie.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It is good. I can do them all. I can do Grover. Well, hello there. This is Grover. I can, pretty much.
Jesus.
I used to
do a really good Elmo.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
That's good.
that's a good Elmo.
Elmo here.
I can do a Kermit the Frog here. Now, this is Kermit the Frog. Reporting from Mission Station in Los Angeles, California. Wondering if Miss Piggy is around anywhere.
Hey, Kermit. What are you doing?
Yeah. No, Kermit's like, oh, Kermit.
You guys really can do.
Yeah, this is most holidays. We sit around the table and just.
I am the woman of this house, and I will be listened to.
Listen, calm down. Don't be such a crazy.
Didn't we go from Sesame Street to Jim Henson?
They're very similar. They're very similar.
I don't know what happened.
They're very similar.
Jim Henson is a fucking legend.
Yeah, man.
When you think of how that fucking man's brain works.
Yeah,
I know. Here's what blows me away, right? So, like. I say this respectfully, but we're all kind of bros, right? Like, we're regular dudes. But we're a little woke now. Like, not woke, but we're a little, like, we're cognitive of people's feelings.
You become sensitized.
It wasn't like that in the 50s.
No.
And it wasn't like that in the 60s.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that in the 70s, and definitely wasn't like that in the 80s. And Jim Henson was a soft soul.
Yeah.
Who was like, who had to tell one of his friends, I want to make, like, furry animals and have them talk. And
then that's true.
I think of that, and I think of Walt Disney. Do you know how many people must have thought Walt Disney must be a pedophile?
I know.
And then he was like, I got a dream.
it's about a mouse.
Yes, it's a mouse.
And it's, hello, everybody. Yeah. This is Mickey Mouse. Yeah. You know?
Crazy,
though. You're right.
Do you guys know the little manicotti trick with the...
Yeah. With the baggie?
With the baggie?
Kind of
I fucking love this
one. Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite thing in the fucking world.
Yeah, super cool.
It's great.
It is my favorite little, like, cheat code I've ever found.
Really?
Yeah, you can make a little...
Easily entertain there.
I love a cooking cheat code. That's why I love internet chefs.
Yes.
What do you guys... What's your algorithm look like?
Algorithm?
Like, what's your... Like your search page on Instagram? Wait, just pull it up and tell me.
Oh.
Oh, God, this is scary. I don't know.
Here, I'll show you mine. Oh, no, I won't.
What is that? What is that page you're talking about?
Go to your home.
I got Tom Cruise.
The question.
I got Tom Cruise. I got Batman 89. Where's that? I got a cat. What do I hit?
Right. Just go look at like this thing and see what you got.
I got, gotcha.
I got the Joker.
I got a lot of Mercedes.
Something super cool.
What's that? What's that?
Just Brad Pitt. Just like, because you know.
Being cool as shit.
Just being cool.
Like,
all the time.
You know, like, Brad Pitt is just, like, there's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. This guy's 60, dude.
Okay, so my page is reptiles.
I got animals.
Jiu-jitsu.
Pee-wee Herman.
Are you into jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, I love jiu-jitsu.
Really? Oh, fuck yeah. My daughter Isla does jiu-jitsu. My daughter Isla choked me out the other night.
Like, while
let me tell you, that's a changing of the guard. When you know your child can render you unconscious if she chooses.
Pretty much.
She goes, I could choke you out. I go, you couldn't choke me out. She goes, it's easier to choke out big guys. And I go,
oh, she's kind of, yeah. Well, it depends, but she's kind of right, yeah.
Yeah, and so she goes, here, come here. Yeah. And she fucking throws it under, and I feel that little baby arm of hers.
Yeah.
And I go, I got nothing
baby
on this. And
the second
she goes, here, I go like this, and my wife goes, it's working. And I'm like, I start tapping, and I was like, tap or snap, motherfucker.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious. Yeah, because, like a lean little guy, it's actually much harder because they're much more flexible and able to slither out.
Yeah.
But a bigger guy, once you actually get him, and it's about making full contact.
I don't want to taste one
of those. Again, a bigger guy, it's easier to get that full contact around his windpipe. It just is.
I want one of those little noodles
on these. I kind of want to taste one of those
noodles. Little noodles right. On these lips.
We got a little pipe in here.
Look at this, guys.
Take it like this.
Did somebody say
shove it in. Or maybe you should have made the hole bigger.
I think the noodles,
it's a little, maybe we're getting it.
We might need a new noodle.
We need to open up that noodle.
No, it's working.
I see what happened. God, I feel like I'm jerking someone off. This is really weird. I feel like I'm putting on my wife's condom for him.
Oh, God.
He's like,
Lord.
You're, artificially inseminating those.
It's a test tube, baby, over here. Look at this one. Okay, just get it in there.
Okay, I think that guy's good.
That did.
Perfect.
Look at that, buddy.
That's actually not that bad.
No, it looks great.
I need a better way.
Now, do you have to do this?
Hey, Isla, will you come help me and hold this and squirt it while I feel it, fill it?
Oh, God.
Just come here. This is my daughter, Isla. Isla. If you want to see the joke.
Hey!
Hey. So here, I need you
today.
I need you to hold the noodle. Okay.
Is it slippery?
Yeah. You to hold the noodle. Okay. And then I'm going to fill it. Okay. So
this
you hold
great.
It and then I'll fill it.
There it's going.
Is this?
Well, there's what we'll do is we'll fill half.
Ooh, yeah. Right? That one right in. Look at
and
that.
Then give me the other side.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Look at this.
When it's so easy.
This is why Italian families are so thick because you're going to make food, you're going to do it as a team.
That's right. Hey! That's actually very true.
Keep going, I.
All right.
We got like 10 more to do.
Yes. Are you the oldest?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's not a bad thing, you know, to be the oldest. I mean, I'm the oldest. It's all right.
The other side. Yeah.
Don't feel sorry for me.
I feel sorry.
You want to hear a funny story?
Oh! It was always great, actually, and then until you get old, and then it's not so great.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of.
I'm not that old, though, right?
How old do you think he is?
32.
Yeah, wow. You're a sweetheart.
Come on, no,
really
being
sweet.
No, I'm being honest.
Sweetie,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. She's very sweet.
Hey, dude, listen,
are you
I think
cold?
She should be a part of the show. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, sweet. I didn't.
Jesus. The other side.
What the heck?
Dude, I spent thousands of dollars.
No, money is cost me to keep this in the hair.
You know, this is a small fortune.
Wait, what did she just ask?
Are you bald?
The fuck's wrong with you?
Can we get some out of there?
There are things we can do in this day and age.
Have you guys had work done?
Yeah, no, never. Nope. Nope. It was either this or college for my daughter. I chose the hair. No. I actually haven't. I wish I did spend some money on my hair.
That's good.
No, I'm not bald. But you know what? But 32, if you're genuinely serious about that, then I'm flattered. Thank you.
Would you want to go bald?
I've had my head shaved for a long time, actually. I just grew
back out.
You know,
he was famous for having the most beautiful head of hair in Hollywood.
That's right. Then half of it.
You were bald.
Well, no, when I was a kid. And then and then half of it fell out, and I didn't love that it wasn't as thick as it used to be, because they used to have, like, really thick hair, right? Like, crazy hair.
Yeah.
And then, so I shaved it just to kind of be cool, because it was, like, buzz for a while. And then I grew it back out, yeah.
You're not going, don't go anywhere.
And now he's convincing the world that he's not bald.
Right.
Yeah.
No, everybody thought I did it because I was bald, but I didn't.
That's
I did
true.
It because I was a choice.
I remember that.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I know. So are we.
Isla, would you?
But anyway, I'm 47, so.
You're 47?
I am.
God damn it, you do not look 47.
Good. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you do not
look very good. Here, keep the other side. Other side.
It's like.
I feel like we're having a moment, Isla.
No, I never cook.
This is great.
She doesn't cook. Isla, just get the fucking things.
This is a bonding experience.
Yeah, this is great to watch.
Get the fucking things, Isla.
Just do it. Daddy-daughter cooking day.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, this is kind of a weird bonding thing to do.
Yeah, it's very strange.
It's way weirder than catching a fish.
Yeah.
It's,
you're not going to have to worry about any of the comments. This is going to be
throwing a ball.
Normal bonding.
Honestly, no comments are going to top this imagery on the net. So you're going to be good. You're going to be, we basically could say anything we want now. Because as long as this still comes out, it'll trump everything. And I just said Trump again.
You're Trump now!
I was a huge Trump supporter.
It's a callback.
You can't say that.
Isla,
when we were going floating down a river, and Isla goes, "Dad, I need a hat." She was a kid, and I go, "Just grab a hat." She was wearing Alabama. She goes, "Okay." She grabs a red "Make America Great Again" hat, and she's dyslexic. She doesn't know what it says. She goes, "Is this good?" I go, "It is perfect."
Take a picture. We're going live.
Yeah.
No. You know, I notice weird things, right? So one of my things that I'm noticing about Isla right now is that your smile is almost identical to Natalie Portman's.
Can I tell you?
Watch. Wow. Look at this. When she smiles, her mouth.
I just saw
Natalie's
it.
Natalie's got a fantastic smile. Look at that.
Yeah.
It is almost identical to Natalie Portman.
That is a huge compliment.
I got like my first bob haircut. Yeah. And my dad said I looked like her.
And you do. And by the way, Natalie Portman, that's a compliment.
She's awesome.
Natalie Portman, it was her and Beautiful Girls.
Oh my gosh.
One of the best movies I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
Amazing movie. And she was amazing in it.
I almost have the perfect amount of insides. Grab this one. What are you doing with this one?
Is that on your Facebook page? I have the perfect amount of insides, and I love long walks in the park. That's what I put on my profile.
Give me a good noodle. Give me a good noodle.
This is the martini. The martini noodle here.
Nope. I think it's this guy.
Oh, that's beautiful.
This is a good one. This is a good one. Perfect noodle. I bet I can make it all the way through. You ready?
It's
perfect.
We got it, guys.
That's a perfect one.
That's a perfect one. It only took us all of them to get one
perfect one.
Hey!
We did it.
Great job.
Should I wash?
Nah. It's actually very moisturized.
No. I need someone to clean this up. It looks like the bottom of a dorm room.
Oh. Ew.
Here, let me, real quick.
Okay. Leave the recorder on there.
He doesn't come back up. He's just going. Are you all right, Bert? Let me just real quick.
All right.
Oh boy, that showing that.
Somebody completely different comes back up. Like, wait a minute, that's not
Bert. Bert will be back shortly.
What? That would be great if all of a sudden Brad Pitt came up and was like, wow. Hey, that guy's full of shit, okay?
That's how it works here. Yeah.
I didn't hit anybody, all right?
Oh my God. I didn't hit anybody. Oh my God. That's it. Wow.
So, what I was going to do.
Oh, the mozzarella.
Is put some of this. Thinly sliced on top.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Instead of the shredded one. I just think it gives a better
it's
feel.
Better.
Thank you, baby.
Not to mention, the shredded cheese is treated.
Ladies and gentlemen, Isla Chrysler.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But you know, the shredded stuff is treated.
What do you mean it's treated?
Well, when they shred it, they have to treat it with a preservative because it's shredded now and its surface area has been exposed to so much more air.
Really?
That a lot more mold would grow if it doesn't have a preservative.
Matt will ruin everything, but it's true.
So this is actually way healthier for you.
Oh, shit.
It is way healthier.
Yeah.
I love mozzarella.
Me too, man. All kinds, the fresh, the buffalo, all of it.
Do you guys take family trips anymore?
You know what's funny? We haven't in a minute, and we're talking about how that we desperately need to. We love it.
We
love
going
with the biggest group possible. Family, friends, we
always
love that stuff.
Always.
It's our favorite.
Every year we did, but we haven't in a few.
When was the last time you got homesick?
You know, I get homesick randomly, like throughout the year.
When I'm at the market? Honestly, I was just working, and it went for 3 days, and I got homesick. I was ready to come home, man.
Can I tell you, tell me if you identify with this. I don't know if you've ever cheated on a chick, but homesick feels like you feel when you cheat on a chick. Because I've never cheated on my wife, but we woke up together in Napa the other day, and I was homesick, but I was with my wife, so I couldn't figure out what was really going on. And I was like, I'm with my wife.
It's an interesting analogy.
And I kept feeling like, the feeling I could only identify was with, in college, I cheated on this girl at spring break, and I woke up the next morning, and that guilt of like, I should go home.
The guilt is all.
Yeah.
And And so.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't handle guilt, so I avoid anything that would make me feel guilty.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like I can't deal with it.
Yeah, I'm the same.
We've been guilted a lot as kids. So we're very sensitive to guilt. You know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Very true, John.
Guilt, with guilt, you can get kids to do anything.
Okay? You'd be shocked what guilt will get you.
Yeah, guilt gets you so much, you know, and we realize that. So, yeah, we don't. I mean, guilt, no, it's a tough thing. But that's a great.
Yeah, it is a good comparison.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, but I get homesick sometimes. Believe it or not, I get homesick to come back. Obviously, when you're abroad, as great as it is visiting other spots, I do love this country so much. But also, like Philadelphia, I think about that growing up a lot.
Yeah, I miss it, man.
I get homesick to Philly a lot because you know, I just miss, there was so many great memories that I had as a kid growing up there, and we had it. I do miss those moments, so that makes me homesick, only because I miss the moments that I had when I was there, you know?
Yeah. I
miss the community when the whole family was still together. We had dad's side of the family, mom's side of the family, all the cousins. We had like 20 people, 30 people deep
like
every
Christmas
holiday.
Eve and
I long for.
Sidebar conversation, do you put this in the oven and then immediately pull out one that's already done?
I was going to.
Wow. Like other cooking shows?
Wow. Yeah,
but I figured I wanted to be legit for you guys.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, gentlemen, it's time to talk about the kitchen. And I'm not talking about your roommate's dirty dishes. I'm talking about those pots and pans you got in college that you're still using, that you've been making egg sandwiches in, that look like a torn up witch's cauldron. Today's sponsor is HexClad. Listen to me right now. This is the last pair of pots and pans you will ever need in your entire life. They have revolutionized the cookware industry with a hybrid pan that gives you all the convenience and cleanup of nonstick, but the versatility of your grandma's cast iron. They are so durable, they literally last a lifetime. We're serious. They have a lifetime warranty just in case you find a way to destroy them while you're making your dates ramen noodles. Gordon Ramsay is the toughest critic in the world, in my opinion, when it comes to food. And these are the pots and pans that he uses at both home and his Michelin star restaurants. I made an omelet this morning. I made an omelet the other day, and these things are so slick. When I put in the three eggs, I just gave it a little shuffle like that, and I watched it not stick when it wasn't even cooked yet. I love them. It's all we cook with on Something's Burning, and I'm telling you, as a guy who cooks, and I cook for my family, I cook here, and my favorite thing is egg sandwiches. If you're making egg sandwiches, this is your go-to. You do not need anything else. For a limited time, get 10% off with the code BURNING at HexClad.com. That's 10% off HexClad.com with the code BURNING. Bon appetit. Let's eat. With HexClad's revolutionary cookware. I'm going to ask you the most hot-button question you will ever be asked in your life. Mm-hmm. What do you think is more enjoyable for an outsider?
Okay.
To experience an authentic Italian family get-together or a black cookout? A black family cookout.
Oh, dude. That's really tough. By the way, there are similarities.
I would say they're similar.
There are a lot of similarities.
Yeah. You know why? Because there's always,
family.
It's a lot of laughing, talking, a lot of music.
A lot of loud expression.
Yeah.
And by the way, flavors that you don't normally taste. From what my experience is in soul food, it's very seasoned. And that's their issue they have with our potato salad is beyond me, but I'm German, so what do I know?
Being an Italian, I've grown specifically incredibly fond of a cookout like that, man. I mean, you're talking from the greens. Oh my gosh, I didn't even understand really what that was about until I started eating them. And now I crave collard greens.
Fried okra.
Oxtail.
So I was working on a TV show with Snoop, and Snoop one day I go, what are you gonna do? Are you coming over to get lunch? And he goes, I don't eat that shit. I said, what? And he goes, I'm ordering every day for my own. I got my own stuff. Mm. His bodyguard said, you want us to put you on the list? And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
So he goes, yeah, we'll just order one more and we'll drop it off in your trailer. Mm. Snoop Dogg ate oxtail every fucking day.
No.
And I got oxtail every day. So and weird. I gained so much fucking weight.
No way, dude.
Sucking on oxtail. That oxtail is one of the fucking sexiest.
It's incredible.
You're literally like.
I know, dude.
And then, oh.
Snoop gains no weight, ever.
No. Ever. Yeah.
He has the greatest metabolism on
planet. Yeah. He does have the greatest metabolism on the planet. Yeah. How long is this in for? Not that long, right? All right, let's start making the salad, too.
Heck yeah,
but
man.
Keep talking. Okay. I'll just make the salad.
Okay. Andy has to pee.
Go pee.
Yeah.
Go pee.
I got a hot mic.
It's okay. It'll be that scene from Naked Gun. Great. Yeah.
I'm really excited for this fucking.
That's one of the best scenes from Naked Gun, man. You know the movie Naked Gun with Leslie Nielsen? It's one of the best movies. Oh, my God.
It is so thick with jokes.
Oh, my God. Dude, it's joke on joke on joke. It's an old deli sandwich from like.
You know, they're bringing it back.
They're rebooting it with Liam Neeson.
No.
He's going to be Jack Trevin. Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. Liam Neeson. I may have to sit with this for a second.
I know. You have to sit with it.
Wait, have you guys ever thought of like remaking Duck Soup?
No, we have not.
That's a great idea. I was pitching it to someone the other day. I don't know what I was.
That's actually a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Duck Soup's a great fucking
movie. Yeah, you're right, man.
And it's the Marx Brothers.
I know.
And it's the three of them. And you guys got three. Where are the bowls, Stace?
I like this idea.
Yeah.
Let's put it together, Bert.
I'm telling you.
Let's do it.
Duck Soup is fucking.
That's a really cool idea.
Man, there's nothing better than a good knife.
That's right.
You know, it's the dull blade that'll mess you up in a kitchen. Like, it's dangerous.
Oh, that's the ones that you end up getting cut with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
The old double-sided blade.
Oh, gosh.
I got to get my buddy a weapon for our anniversary. That's the coolest thing about being an adult is you can get your, like, dude friends a gift.
Yeah.
And, man, no one expects a fucking gift.
It's true.
Like, everyone's like, what's this? And you're like, I just got it for you.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love gifts. Whatever. I mean, I know we're becoming quick friends, but...
Hey, can you do me a favor?
I'm a watch guy, though.
Are you a watch guy?
This is sending you in the right direction.
Are you a watch guy?
No!
Can you get me
three
gifts
in
the house of things we have that we've accrued that are good give three gifts out today?
No. I'm just kidding, but sure. That sounds good. No, but I love giving gifts and getting
I wouldn't be shocked if she found a watch.
I love that. Would be insane.
You look down and your watch is missing. and Joe's just wearing it.
And honestly, re-gifting is my favorite. So if you happen to get something for yourself, and you wanted to pass it along, I'm not, you know.
I really appreciate that.
It doesn't have to be new. Yeah. It could be slightly worn, but still looks new. You know, even with a little tomato sauce on it, I'll take it. All right?
I went, you're going to have to edit the name out on this.
Okay.
So I went to a party at your house, and you have to edit this out. But there's a thing called, it's a jewelry store. I'd seen it in like Details magazine. And it was a cool bracelet I wanted for myself. So I get the bracelet for myself. And I'm like, nice. I'm going up to her house. I just got a new bracelet. I like this bracelet. And the lady goes, anything for the wife? And I went, no. She goes, are you not married? And I went, no, I'm married. And she goes, and you're not getting your wife something? You're in a jewelry store. You just bought yourself something? And I went, should I get my wife something? And she goes, I mean, if my husband came home with something for himself and nothing for me, I'd be a little upset. And I went, okay, get me something for my wife. She goes, price point? And I go, I don't know. Like, I wasn't making a lot of money. I go, like $1,000, like $2,000? She goes, I have something for $1,500. It's very nice. And so she gives me a bracelet. So I go, cool. And she goes, you want me to wrap it for you? I go, fuck yeah. So she wraps it, and I go up to her house, and I knock on the edit her name out. And I knock on the door, and she opens the door. It's a huge party. And she goes, oh, you didn't have to get me anything.
Oh, no.
Zoinks.
No.
I was like, whoa.
No. Oh my goodness.
Did you spend the rest of the party trying to steal that back?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, turns into like a Mission Impossible.
Yeah, yes. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. Gotta get that damn bracelet back.
I love how you just said zoinks, because it reminded me of like, zoinks.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter, she's not here. So my daughter says that when she'll grab, if I'm on my phone, she'll go zoinks. And just grab it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And
because it's so shaggy.
The other day we're having fucking dinner or lunch with my daughters and her best friends, and I'm just making sure no one can hear this, right? And so they go, I don't know, Dad, Google it. And so I pull up my phone, and I had Googled, the last thing I Googled was sex toys, because my wife had said, I wonder if we should try a toy. So I Googled sex toys.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So I went, ooh. Oh, and Isla goes, what's on your phone? And I go, nothing. And Georgie goes, what's on Dad's phone? And I go, nothing. Guys, stop. For real. And Isla goes, zoinks.
No.
No
joke, flipped the table over. We were at a restaurant, and I went like to grab it, and grab the phone, and I spilled all the fucking things, and everyone was like, what was on Dad's phone? Yeah. What was
my
on
God.
Dad's phone?
Oh my God.
And they're like, was it porn? And then I was like, and Leanne was fucking leading the charge. And she was like, what was on your phone? What was on your phone? I go, Leanne, shut the fuck up. Put Isla fucking, so I flipped good. The table, and then wow. they're like, what does Dad Google? And I was like, guys, let it alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. What kind of restaurant were you at? What kind of food?
We were in Bend, Oregon,
okay.
at a diner.
Nice.
Yeah. We were in Bend. So I want to do like a medley of tomatoes. I like these little ones, but these look so fresh.
They do. They
really but
do.
I want to do these too.
Are these Roma?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I wonder if I do, you know what I can do?
Very nice tomatoes.
But I can thinly slice them.
I like where you're going with this,
man. That way, yeah.
Wait, did you ever meet Pee Wee Herman?
No.
No, I saw that, man.
I never met Paul Reubens.
Never met him, no.
He was a solid fucking dude, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. He got fucked on that whole...
Yeah, like movie theater thing or whatever.
Yeah, because it's crazy that you look at that and you think, yeah, that's how you had to jerk off back then if you wanted to see something.
Yeah.
You couldn't, I mean, granted you weren't supposed to do it, but that's why they built those theaters.
Right. Yeah.
That's why people went to those theaters.
Yep.
So it kind of sucks to be Paul Reubens.
Yeah.
And then you lose your entire career because of that.
That sucks.
Yeah. You know what's weird? I didn't realize that he was, not that that's old by any means, obviously, but I didn't realize he was as old as he was when he came to fame because he was 35, yeah. 36 years old.
Yeah. He came to fame late in life, which I love that. Gene Hackman was
50.
We've had to have talked about
that. I know, Bryan Cranston. There's a lot of guys that just
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm bummed Bryan Cranston was so old because I could use another 20
me
years
too,
of
him.
I know.
Like, he's like.
Dude, he was on Brotherly Love. And
the show that we did.
Well, the show that we did.
For real?
Yeah, he replaced somebody that ended up having an injury or something, one of like a recurring character.
And we got Bryan Cranston.
And he was so cool because he later was, I saw him, he did Malcolm in the Middle, and I was doing a Fox show called Oliver Bean, and we filmed next to each other, and he later came up and he said, you know, I really want to thank you guys because it was tough. He was like, I had like one role on Seinfeld and like your guest spot, and that's pretty much all I did.
What had for the year.
And I didn't
get through. Yeah.
He was like, I almost was done with Hollywood, and then
that's what people forget when you hear about this strike.
Yeah, man.
People forget I heard a stat that 80% of actors don't make over like $20,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's
and by the way, it's not because they suck. It's just because Hollywood's changed so fucking
much man.
That you really have to be.
It's a super competitive market, and there's a lot of shit going on.
You have to diversify these days. Yeah. You have to literally almost create your own opportunities. You can't expect to just sit and wait for the audition.
Yeah. Right?
The offers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking to three guys who started their own podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, that's the industry standard now.
Yep, 100%.
The industry standard is. Hey, make your own shit.
Yeah, make your own shit.
Yep,
that's it.
We've been doing it across the board with movies and now the podcast and probably TV soon.
Yeah,
I can't wait. I can't wait for you guys to remake Duck Soup. For you guys to remake Duck Soup.
You know what I was thinking needs to be remade? Captain Ron.
Captain Ron was a great. All those I loved. There was like a trope movie, summer movie. It's like sailboats.
Yeah, because you mentioned Summer Rental too that you liked.
Summer
right?
Rental was fucking legit.
I love that movie.
Yep.
Olive oil.
Nice.
A little bit of garlic.
Remember that song that sometimes life is just like a propeller.
Oh.
Din, din, da, 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 da.
What's that from? Is that from
Summer Rental?
Oh.
Was
it? How did it go? It was so, you know what? It really did touch you. It was like a really.
Movies really touched you back then. They weren't afraid to really hit you in the heart. They had a lot of heart, man.
Even that shot.
Turn it around.
I love that shot of John Candy when the boat's passing them and it goes up to the thing and it's his pants. I love that one.
Heroes
love
inside.
Dude, so good.
I love.
Turn it around.
I love.
Love boat, so like good. Tropical boat movies. I just love them. I don't know why.
Club Paradise? Paradise? Do you guys remember Club Paradise?
Club Paradise was fucking
Weekend at Bernie's.
Club Paradise when Martin Short, I was at Martin Short, gets on the sailboard. He goes,
no, it's like Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. Like, turn it around.
And then they smash cut to him throughout the movie and he's sitting out there with like Kiwi.
Dude, it's so good.
You guys, I love that you guys love movies love so much.
We're such fans,
huge,
man.
Huge fanboys of all cinema. Movies, man. Yeah.
Especially comedy, but I mean, we get into the dramas, action, and thrillers, comedies, dude. Oh my gosh.
These are my favorite things ever.
Yeah. So good.
I mean, they've literally saved our lives at times, you know? Like, when you can dive into a movie in those times and it makes you laugh and escape what's going on.
I literally, that's a movie, yeah, dude.
Vietnam, Agent Orange. Oh my God, I can see! I can walk, it's a miracle!
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That Mortimer, we're back.
Mortimer, we're back.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh my God.
Right, well, you wouldn't want to do that, Mortimer.
Yeah. So, so good.
I watch a movie every day. Oh,
yeah. Do you really?
Every day.
Yeah. Pretty much every, me too.
I have to. Like, if it's a 6 in the morning.
If you were in a car accident, you were stuck in a bed for one series. Meaning they were like, we can get you out of here, but you got to watch all of ..
Oh my God.
What series would you watch?
Are we talking about television or Lethal Weapon?
Let's do television.
Okay. Prisoners? Series?
All right, I'm going to pour.
Damn, this looks good, man.
This.
Oh, this is looking good.
On that.
Yeah, that looks really good. There's a lot of, I mean, Joe's going to choose Miami Vice. I would choose like Game of Thrones. The new Jack Ryan is really good. There's a lot of good stuff, man. Breaking Bad was really awesome. Sons of Anarchy.
I never saw The Sopranos.
Oh, dude, what?
Oh, that's a good one.
Bro, wait, what?
I never saw The Sopranos.
Dude, that's a great show. We gotta watch the whole thing.
I've never seen an episode.
We gotta do like a rewatch of that show for you. It's fucking epic.
Yeah, you'd love it, bro. You'd love it, dude.
Dude, you gotta watch this. I mean, it's a great show.
Fuck.
Can't wait to eat this.
Fuck.
You'd love it, dude.
Wait, how do you... Dude.
I would do...
Sopranos is really good.
If I had to watch one series, I would probably do...
Sopranos is so good.
I would probably do... well, I don't know. Maybe like... Maybe
Planet Earth 2 for me.
Planet Earth 2? What's that?
It's the... Dude, the Attenborough special.
Oh.
I'm a nature guy.
Oh.
It's very soothing for me. If I had to be stuck watching,
cheers.
Hey, cheers.
I love being with you guys.
And then the dogs.
I kind of want to come to one of your family fucking dinners.
Let's go, dude. Let's go.
Come on.
We can watch Sopranos.
Dude, you got to do it. We'll do it. You come over and we'll cook for you.
Just to the top to brown this cheese. How long has this been in?
23 minutes.
And what does it need? 30?
About 30. Well, We're fine.
We're good. We're only in an hour 10. You guys have a heart out?
No.
Okay, good. Dude. Perfect. What does the rest of your day look like?
I'm going to drink a lot of tequila and go to sleep.
I was going to work out, but that's not happening. So work, like all the administrative type stuff that we have to do in the middle of the day, you know, from the emails, the phone calls.
Have you guys got merch yet?
Okay. We got a lot to talk about. Okay, maybe after we end this, we will hit it up with you because,
there's some things going on.
There's some things going on.
We've taken what you said to heart.
Yeah. And there's some developments. So.
Oh, I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
So we'll have to discuss that. And the alcohol is just going to make it flow right out.
I was talking about you guys at Montreal. And when I said your demographic and the kind of numbers you guys were bringing in, fucking comics were like, hey, can you introduce me to them? Can you? Everyone. I'm excited for you guys.
Them all on. That'd be awesome, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I love comics. I've loved comics since I was a little kid. My dad introduced me to George Carlin, who I was obsessed with.
Carlin.
So brilliant. Carlin. And then I was able to see him. I knew who he was. I was with my best friend at the time, and we went into the Baderwood Shopping Center, and we watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Yeah. And when I watched that, and Rufus was George Carlin, I knew who it was.
Yeah.
And my best friend Chris Wolf did not, and I was like, dude, that's George Carlin. So we ended up listening to George Carlin together, and we loved it, but Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy's specials.
I found
Andrew Dice Clay.
Eddie Murphy's special, oh my
funny
God.
Funny story about that is I found Andrew Dice Clay.
I remember this.
And it was before you,
but I remember this.
I told my dad, I was going to a coal country trip. It was a 2.5-hour bus trip. 7th grade, and he says, I want you to listen to this. So he put Dice in there, and he put the earphones on, and I literally memorized the entire record. All the nursery rhymes, everything, right?
Dude.
Little Bo Peep, The sheep, the horse licked its feet, shaved his ass, very nice, tongue his balls, don't wash my face. I still know them all.
He taught them all to me, and I was like 2 or 3 years old.
So I get back from the trip, right? And I was like, and my dad was there. He's like, how'd it go? He's like, pick me up. I was like, it's great, Dad. I was like, Dad, I found a new comic. He's like, because that was our thing. He's like, no way, great. I was like, you got to take me to the music store. You're going to love this. All right? So went to Sam Goody. Go in there, Andrew Dice Clay, and it was, you know, the black and white with the thing, and my dad was like, all right, let's get it. He takes me up to the front. We get in, and he's like, let's put this bad boy on. So we get in, and we push the tape, and I swear to God, he's backing out the car, and you hear like, Dice. He comes out, he goes, hey, so I was fucking some chick. And my dad goes, what? I swear to God, he goes, I was fucking this chick. He's like, what is this? What the hell is this? I swear to God. Literally, he's like, no. And he ejects the tape. He said, nope, you're not ready for this. I should have gotten that. But I already knew it. I knew the whole record.
Have you ever met Dice?
I did, and then believe it or not, that's funny. I ran into him in a CVS. Remember how you were saying, you ever run into somebody that you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he turned to me and he says, big fan.
Oh, yes. There you go.
Dice is a little doorbass.
He's cool as shit. I actually loved his show. That show that he had not too long ago.
The series. With Natasha Leggero was cast in it.
The scripted series.
Who wants another one? You want another one?
So I'm okay right now until I eat because I'm starting to...
Oh, yeah, that's how it feels. That's how it's supposed to feel.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, that's what the whole point of the tequila is.
Well, but look, I still got a half a drink.
All right, I'll work on...
I'll finish.
Will you chug this?
I love that one thing he does when he's thinking, he's like, you know, you've been married for a long time and, you know, you got to start, you know, mixing things up. You know what I mean? And I'm ruining it, but he did something, paraphrasing a little bit, but he goes, you know, so I go to my wife the other night, I'm like, you know, sweetie, we got to do something a little different in the bedroom. We got to spice it up a little bit, you know, when we do it. And it's unbelievable. His skit was unbelievable. He goes, God.
No, he was quite a guy.
And I said to her, I said, I'm thinking about it, and I think this could work for us. How about if I piss on you tonight?
What?
Yes. And she goes, you know what my wife says to me? She says to me, sure, honey, that sounds great. As long as you don't mind waking up to a big mouth full of shit. That's a, oh, my God.
I wonder if that one actress was a fan of his.
Which one?
Ah, terrible joke.
Oh, God.
Oh, Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Amber Turd.
Amber Turd. Oh, Amber Turd.
Now I have to pee.
Amber
go
Turd.
Go pee.
Amber Turd.
So I come out to L.A. and I go to the comedy store, and Louis Anderson invites me out.
Louis!
I used to love Louis Anderson, dude.
By the way, he is the best. Man. He was the best.
His cartoon, hey, you guys.
Yeah, he was the fucking
Louis World,
best.
Yeah, he was so cool, man.
So he...
I love him in Coming to America.
Oh, my God.
He's a white guy.
I started out here working at the Fry's, and then I went on one day, if you keep it up, you can...
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
oh, my
so
God. Cool.
He says, why don't you come to the store, do a spot. It's a bunch of... I'm doing Sunday nights at the store. They're trying to bring back the store, because the store is dead. Okay. So I go Sunday night. And I go backstage, and it's Louis Anderson, Roseanne Barr, Chris Rock.
Oh, my God.
Me, Gary Goldman, Steve Byrne, and
holy shit,
we're all sitting back. No, we're nobodies back then. All of us are nobodies, but they're all them, and Dice walks in.
Oh, my God.
He's got the cigarette unlit.
Yeah, dude, that's it. It was always unlit.
And he goes, they go, hey.
I love this one when he goes,
fuck.
Over his head. That's how we did it.
Yeah, he goes.
You got to watch his old specials; they're unbelievable.
Louis says, "Dice, how's everything going?" And Dice proceeds to tell the funniest parenting story I've ever heard in my life, casually in the back of the thing. So I'm taking the kids to the fucking park today.
Yeah.
And the kids are like, "Yo, Dad, what about the bikes?" And he goes, "I'm taking the fucking bikes. Yeah. We're going to the park." And he goes, "Hey, Dad, we want the bikes. Now I got to put the fucking thing on the back." And got to load 3 fucking bikes because they want to bring their fucking psycho friend who one time pretended he was dead. And he's doing this. It's just, and we're everyone. Chris Rock,
yeah,
Roseanne, Louis. We are watching Dice murder in the back of the thing. And I was like,
that's so cool.
He's just,
jeez.
He was one of the first comics to ever play stadiums.
He was the first comic to do Madison Square Garden.
That's right.
Wow.
I didn't know that
either.
He sold out 5 nights at Dodger Stadium in 30 minutes. filled it, 60,000.
Are you serious?
Dice was,
oh my gosh.
Dice Don't Hurt Him was like, I mean, that was it. I mean, it was.
Dodger Stadium?
Dodger wow. Stadium. Sold it out 5 nights, dude. I'll never forget it. I was like, oh my God.
When he knew who I was, that's when I was like, I made it.
Yeah,
like
dude, when Dice, cool.
Like, and it wasn't even like, he knew so who I was, cool, but you could tell he didn't know who I was.
Right.
The last time I saw him,
right, he was like,
what's up? How you doing? How you been on the road? I know his chick, we were, and I know his sons. His sons were fans of mine.
That's so cool.
Yeah, his sons are badass awesome. Fucking musicians.
Really?
Yeah, they're fucking awesome.
Cool. That's
they're
awesome.
Fucking awesome. His sons are cool as shit.
That's awesome.
Dice is cool. The sweetest, man.
He's cool as shit, man.
See, isn't that funny, though? You would think, right? If you somebody took him for face value off of his material from that time,
yeah.
You would think something, but then, he's not that at all.
No.
It's amazing.
You gotta find your thing. You know, he found what he could do well and what sounded right to him coming out of his mouth and what felt right, and that was it. I mean, he had...
It's your voice.
It's his voice.
You gotta find your voice, and it takes a while as a comic to find your voice.
Yeah, I'm sure it
does. And then once you find it, then all of a sudden, everything starts flowing out of you. You go to your old joke books and go like, oh, I can make that now.
Right.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, and also people learn you, right? So things that you say because it's you are funny. Somebody else saying those things might not be funny.
Yeah.
But like they are so familiar with your cadence, with the way your voice sounds saying things, that out of your mouth, that works. Out of my mouth, it wouldn't work. You know, also something. Like Dice knew, like you said, Adam, like, I want this fucking thing. All that stuff was, somebody else doing that would come off, I don't know.
It could have come off.
Yeah, of course.
But not out of him. It just sounded perfect. And Eddie had the same thing.
Yeah.
What is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest independently owned daily fantasy sports platform in North America. They are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 players, stats, projections, and watch the winnings roll in. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks, submit my entry in less than 60 seconds, quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that are what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. I love playing fantasy sports. I quite honestly don't want to be a part of a league or join in and have to talk to everyone every week, but I love the gameplay. When I'm on the road, it makes my Sundays so much fun when during football season. Go to prizepicks.com/burning and use code burning for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, go to prizepicks.com/burning and use code burning for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Where's that smoke coming from?
I think it's something's on fire.
Oh, I think we're bubbling.
Yeah, we're bubbling. That's a good size.
I think it probably has done it, and it's bubbling pretty aggressively. Stace, come take a look at it. Just take a fucking look at it.
What do you think, Stace?
Oh, yeah.
That's done. It's bubbling all throughout.
Yeah.
Dude, this is so much fun, by the way. Great, I'm having a blast. Like, I literally...
Matt's
like,
drunk.
This is like...
is that a Toronto
I love you.
Blue Jays hat?
I love you, too.
Yeah, it is. It's a Blue Jays hat.
Is Toronto. It?
You know, I lived right down the stadium. I lived down on Stadium Sick. Way from...
What's the D for? It might be their minor league team.
Maybe it's their minor league team, but it's cool. I like it.
Look at this.
Blue Jays. Wow.
I love when it bubbles up underneath.
This is my favorite. God, this is crusty stuff. Yeah, right now, right? This is my favorite, bro.
Me, too.
This is the best.
This looks incredible.
It really does, actually. I'm impressed.
I wonder if I go in like this and just pull it out.
And I'm going to take a nap.
I wonder what the best way to go about getting this out of the thing is.
Boom, 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 boom. Cut it with a clunk, 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 clunk. Just cut it in fours or whatever.
In your room.
Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to your room. And we can do it all night. And I can make you feel right. Oh, boom,
oh, my God.
Boom. All right, I'm going for it.
Well, there is a song in there. I don't.
I'm gonna lick you up and down. Dude, that's do you say stop?
Love that.
Ooh-wee, your body, baby. You really like.
Ooh-wee.
Oh. I wanna do all the lovely
things. Wow, that looks.
That'll be mine, because I think that's a fucking shit show.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
I think we're getting them.
You want to
yeah, if you stick
you the think
yeah,
I go yeah, in this
yeah,
way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Deep, like hard though.
Hard
yeah.
and deep, yes.
That's what she said.
Oh, yes. Gosh.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Guys.
And then we got.
This is awesome.
Be careful, oh, be careful.
God. I got it! I got it! I put a lot of cheese in this bad boy!
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, what the?
Mandala Katsa!
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. We got salad. We got salad.
Oh, yeah, we got salad.
Hell of a portion.
All right.
Moment of truth.
Moment of truth. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you for everything in my life. I don't deserve any of this.
Thank you.
And bless the hands of Nadine. Yes.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
All right.
Wow, guys. Huge. Look at this. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow.
This salad is
Oh, my gosh.
This is unbelievable.
No, it's unbelievable.
Bro, this is unbelievable.
What the hell?
This is
no,
dude. Very
like,
good.
Honestly, wow, bro, you crushed this.
Dude.
Seriously.
Wow. Oh my god.
Like,
Yeah, I'm really impressed here.
Wow.
This is really,
Isla still here?
You wanna try it, dude? It's really bomb. Yeah, it's really good.
Wow. Oh my god.
Oh, I am in.
I am in.
Mm.
God you can't save you, Jim.
Well done.
But I can.
It's so good.
All mail. No,
God can't save you, Jim.
You did a great job.
But I can.
Oh my God.
It's hot.
So but good, yummy. Right?
Mm.
How
really good
is that?
Really good.
That's really good.
It's really good.
So I know.
Great job, big
guy. Round of applause.
Great job, big
guy. Yeah, that was amazing.
That was really good.
Yeah. It's really good.
My God, the salad's so good, too.
Really good.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Well done.
You did it too.
Yeah.
We actually did nothing.
You did it too. We just sat here. We didn't do anything.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. This is really,
really good.
Epic.
But wow. Did you ever see that movie? MacGruber? Oh my god.
Oh yeah, Will Forte is really so funny. Dude.
Oh my god.
That movie is so funny.
Will Forte is.
He's really
funny.
Good.
Dude.
Yeah, funny. He's so funny.
There was,
Fox would kill for something
you know
like
who
that
else
now.
Is really funny? Bill Hader.
Oh my god!
Dude, have you seen Al Pacino?
Get your shit together. We're not even brothers, okay? Oh my god. Getting Sarah Marshall, he's my favorite
Pacino.
Hey, did we get presents for everyone?
Oh my god.
Okay.
Huh?
All right, here's how we're gonna end this episode.
Meal is a present
enough. Well, no. So, I don't know what I got you guys. So I hope you like it. Okay. Okay.
Not really
wow, you really went all out. So, who wants a hat the most?
Maybe you. I don't
well,
care.
Well, I got this for you.
Hey!
Oh, dude!
Oh, dude, I want to steal
this
that.
This is so sick!
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, do you see this?
Wait a minute, who is that?
Oh, I'm going to freaking wear this every
day,
man.
We all got to get one of those.
This is so sick.
Hey, what?
Who has the hardest time sleeping?
Ooh. I mean, I don't know. We all don't sleep.
I guess I
mean,
Joe.
Sure.
Joe.
Then you're going to love this pillow.
I'm not responsible. Woo!
And I got this specifically for you.
You know what? I think it matched up well.
Have you ever had mead?
Mead?
Ooh.
It's old school fucking chivalry, knights and Lancelot.
Dude,
shit.
You know
that's
what?
Super cool.
Kool-Aid. I am in,
it's
man.
A Kool-Aid mead.
I am in. Thank you very much.
Hey, check out your pillow, Joe. I'm really excited
take
to see
it. Take it out. Yeah, take it out. Maybe try it out.
I don't want to get a lot of sauce just, on it. Just all right.
Just curl up on
is
the...
Are they did they send it to us?
Yeah.
We should end every show with presents to people.
I love
so
it.
Funny.
Things they've sent to us.
Oh, this is great.
So give a shout out to whoever makes that pillow.
Mead.
This is, yeah, this is a... Wow, I've always wanted an Omni pillow.
Okay, hold on. That fucking pillow, they made my mattress and my bus. My mattress on my bus is the most comfortable mattress I've ever been in my entire life.
Really?
Something tells me you just got the best pillow you're ever going to have in your entire fucking life.
You might
life.
Be losing really? This pillow back. What? Oh, it looks good.
The hat looks great.
It looks
great.
The really
hat looks
good.
Really great.
Yeah, it cool. does look good.
Look at this.
That hat, that pillow
come on.
Is made by the same company that made my mattress.
Wow.
What is the name of them?
Omni Pillow.
Omni made my mattress and my bus, and it is the most comfortable bus mattress ever.
Even this is nice. Dude. And I think this is just a placeholder.
A really nice pillow.
And who made the mead?
Mead Chine? Speakeasy?
What? Turn it around.
All right, here you go.
Who did make it? Mead Chine. Speakeasy. Let me see.
It's homemade. Sour cherry. I'm a fan of cherries.
Honey and Kool-Aid.
It's going to be good.
Established in 2009. Home Reserve. Sour cherry, Kool-Aid mead.
That cool, dude. Sick,
very cool.
Yeah.
You got to try that.
Oh, I will.
We should start giving presents all the time.
Dude, thank you.
Of course.
Appreciate it, man.
This was a great fucking episode.
Thank you so much. What an amazing
meal. Check out their podcast. Yeah. Guys, tell them everything they need to know to follow.
Okay, so it's a Brotherly Love Pod.
Yes.
You can follow us on social.
We're the Lawrence Brothers.
We're the Lawrence Brothers. So, you know, Andrew, Matthew, or Joey on Insta. We have the Lawrence Brothers on Facebook.
Yep.
We have the Brotherly Love Pod on Instagram and Facebook, on YouTube.
Yep. You can watch
all that
good
stuff.
Watch it on YouTube.
Cheers.
And I'm going to be on their podcast soon.
Yes.
Yes.
Dude.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Great fucking episode.
Woo. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Something's burning.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.